Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's September 25th, 2009. Meditating this morning on several things. One, the faithfulness of God to prepare His people, to call His people to attention, that love Him, that are His, that He's purchased in His own Son's blood. His little flock calls them to be prepared for what's coming, because God knows the end from the beginning. The travesty has taken place in the earth, ladies and gentlemen. Utmost rudeness to the King, the Lord. And the sacrifice that He gave to the earth, to the world, to every man, woman, and child, and has transgressed personally against Him, He offered peace through the blood of His own Son, Jesus Christ, on a cross. And for the most part, the multitudes, the masses, want no part of it. Or even worse, pretend to receive that grace and walk in a wicked way, contrary to the Lord. God knows we're not perfect. He knows what we're made of. He knows our frame, this flesh, this dust of the earth. The amazing thing of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that He died on a cross, as it was written in the scripture, buried, according to the scripture. And after 3 days, He was raised from the dead, according to the scripture, conquered death. He was seen by over 500 people. People ate with Him, touched Him, handled Him. Seen and heard. And He ascended into the heavens, was caught up in a cloud. And He told His people that He would return in like manner. God's real. Jesus is real. And He truly did. And He truly did suffer on that cross, beaten. Used. And it was for us. The people disrespect this holy sacrifice the Father's given, and Jesus Himself. Jesus despised the shame of the cross, but He endured it. Because there was joy that was set before Him, and it was those that would believe in Him would receive an inheritance in Jesus and have eternal life in His kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, this age ends in catastrophic tumult, a rebellion against the Lord and His Christ, with utmost hatred of the souls of men and women that join in league with Satan, the usurper, in rebellion against God, and literally will seek to make war against the Lord. They'll fail. But you must be prepared for these days. This is what Jesus told us. Great catastrophe, tribulation, such as was never before in the earth, not since the beginning of the world, or ever shall be. This is recorded in Matthew 24. Great deception is coming. People lying, deceiving others, and being deceived. Rumors of wars, nations, ethnic nation against other ethnic peoples, kingdom against kingdom, pestilence and famines and earthquakes in various places. Luke talks about raging seas, signs in the heavens, fearful sights, that men's hearts will fail for the things that are coming upon the earth. 2006, I prophesied that the Lord said that He had hurled His judgment into the earth. It was inbound. That He would stone the wicked with rocks. God's to be feared. He's to be respected. And calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The day of the Lord is at hand. Watch and pray. Open your eyes. Open your spiritual eyes. Call on the Lord. Ask Him to open your eyes. Ask Him to give you a heart that's receptive of what He's saying. These days have been unprecedented. A term that the Spirit gave me in utterance years ago, as these things were coming upon the earth. The Lord had told me in 2005 that there'd be martial law in the United States of America. I didn't hear that on a shortwave program or the internet. I heard it from the Lord. And hearing from the Lord is how faith comes. I prophesy by faith. And others have prophesied by faith because we've heard from the Lord. The faith to say, make such a proclamation, such a declaration, that a land of liberty become a land of enslavement. A land that would not want its God and its king that had blessed her. And had insolently shaken the fist in his face. We'll find out what it's like not to have God as deliverer, as savior, as protector, as provider, as merciful God. This is a time that every man, every person must, on their own account, have the salvation of the Lord. Not trusting it as a Christian nation, or a church, or a community of this or that, but as an individual walking with the Lord in pureness of conscience, coming outside the camp, bearing the reproach of Jesus Christ, coming outside of the defiled, the corrupt, not partaking in the corruption of the world. We are not to be partakers of the unfruitful works of darkness. Think about some of the things that have come to pass just in the last few years. Unprecedented events of weather, weird weather, extremes, heat, cold, winds, storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, drought, stories of defense system, multi-billion dollar defense systems failing, leadership lacking in judgment, basic ABCs. That's a judgment from God, from turning from Him. This nation is a fornicating nation, a harlot nation that has influenced the world. And God's children, God's creation is defiled by this. How would you feel if your children were led astray? God is going to release His fierce anger, His wrath, be clearly known. And God calls His people to hide in Him. Come, my people. Enter your chamber. Shut your doors about you for a moment until my indignation be passed. Comes a time when God has dealt and dealt and dealt and people have resisted, resisted, resisted. And He rises up in judgment, garments Himself, and takes a threshing instrument and deals with the wicked. And if you say you know the Lord, if you say you love the Lord, you must know what He feels, what He's doing, what He's saying, and act accordingly. The fool has said in his heart, the Lord's delayed His coming. Denying the obvious. And begins to eat and drink with the drunken. And begins to mistreat people, not realizing the Lord is the avenger of such. We now have a leader of the United States of America who's highly questionable whether he's even legally the president or the leader, according to the Constitution or the legal framework of the country. Do people care about this? No, for the most part. He has made the declaration the United States is not a Christian nation. Oh, we knew that. But it's another thing for a leader to say such a thing. Unprecedented days. invented ways of living. Putting on the whole armor of God. Glorying in the cross of Jesus. Walking in newness of life, the power of the Holy Spirit, and purity. Allowing the Lord to mold you, change you, transform you into the image of His dear Son. That you'd not be afraid of these coming days, but you know what's coming. You're not surprised. And you know what God has called you to do. And you'll know what God has called you to say. And God called you to be the salt of the earth. Called you to be distinct, different. Not living the same way as the world. But as a light. As salt. Different. What a day to live. If you'll take the Lord. And let the Lord take you. And be one with Him. This is a day to rise and shine. Glorious Church of Jesus Christ. Lambs. Looking for the Lord, because He's returning, ladies and gentlemen. Just as He said. Like lightning that goes from the east and shines to the west in brilliance, in swift power, sudden. That is how the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. He likened it this way, with all the glory of His Father, with the holy angels accompanying Him. Alas, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And Isaiah 2 prophesies that the wicked will hide, the rich men, the rebels that have formulated this great dastardly evil in the earth will hide in rocks, caves, jagged rocks, holes of the earth, from the face of the wrath of Him that sits on the throne and of the Lamb. But there is no hiding from the Lord. Only hiding in the Lord. Whoever you are, God commands you to repent. Call on Him. Submit to the King. His King, Jesus Christ. The Lord of glory. The victor. He's truthful. He doesn't pass laws for His own pocketbook, as we see so common today. He's merciful and kind and truthful. This is the Lord, and you cannot ever be ashamed in serving Him. He said, I will never leave you. I am with you always, even into the end of the age. Rest assured, little ones, the Lord's word is true. And He will finish what He's begun. And He will thoroughly execute judgment in the earth. And He will not be discouraged until it is accomplished.